Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you are watching Studio Classroom. We're talking all about social media algorithms, the good and the bad about them. Let's start off today with a question. Do you think your social media accounts manipulate you? Why or why not?
Garrett, I have to say, even though we said yesterday that the accounts don't manipulate us, I still think that they do. I'm not so sure that companies and maybe even governments don't pay these social media platforms to show us certain types of content.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things we can mean with that word manipulate. Like you said, I think a lot of people take it that way. Is someone going in there to determine what we can see and think about something? In another way, they're definitely manipulating what kinds of content we have access to, even if they're not doing that in a malicious or bad way. Well, friends, we have more to say on this topic. Let's jump into our article, Understanding Social Media Algorithms.
Understanding Social Media Algorithms. One of the biggest concerns about social media algorithms involves privacy. Many users worry that apps are constantly monitoring them or listening to private conversations. Operating systems like iOS and Android limit what data apps can collect by keeping them in separate sandboxes. But while social media apps cannot access your banking app, read your emails, or open files in other programs, concerns persist.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们首先来看 persist 这个动词，意思是坚持、持续。譬如 even when the weather worsened, the travelers chose to persist until they reached the mountaintop. 即使天气变坏，旅人们仍坚持前行，直到抵达山顶。Persist 的名词是 persistence, 意思是毅力或是坚持。譬如 Jason showed persistence while learning guitar, practicing daily until he could play smoothly and confidently.Jason 在学习吉他时展现了毅力，他每天练习，直到能流畅自如的演奏为止。他的形容词是 persistent, 意思是持续的、执着的。譬如 The persistent noise from the construction site made it hard for the office workers to concentrate. 建筑工地持续传来的噪音让办公室员工难以集中注意力。
Sometimes I do wonder if my phone and the apps on it are listening to what I'm saying, not just tracking what I click on. This is a concern for many people. Let's talk about it.
Well, it is true that our phones do listen to us. You have to go into those apps and turn off your microphone if you don't want them to, friends. And this is a privacy concern for many people.This word privacy means the right to keep your personal information and activities, well, private.
All right. For example, modern technology can threaten your privacy as it collects a lot of personal information.
Let's read the text here in the lesson, friends. One of the biggest concerns about social media algorithms involves privacy.Many users worry that apps are constantly monitoring them or listening to private conversations.
Monitoring. This word means that someone is watching or checking something carefully.
Here's another example. Monitoring your data helps improve safety. You could also say the teacher is monitoring her class to make sure the students are doing their homework.
Right. Okay, we continue on here. Operating systems like iOS and Android limit what data apps can collect by keeping them in separate sandboxes.
What is a sandbox, friends? This is not something on a playground. This is a safe testing area, and we often use this word when we're talking about apps.
Yeah, here's another example sentence. Developers use sandboxes to test new software. The idea with sandboxes here is that you're keeping each different program separate so they can't interact with each other.
Ah, I see. That makes sense. We read on here, but while social media apps cannot access your banking app, read your emails, or open files in other programs, concerns persist.
Yeah, they can't do this now, which I think is a good thing. They can't monitor quite as much of your personal information, but they used to. When you move from one app to the next, they would kind of follow you.
Yeah, and oftentimes when you download a new app now, you have an option to opt out of this. It will say, ask app not to track. If you say it's okay for that app to track you, you're essentially telling it, you can collect my data.
Absolutely. All right, friends, we have more to look at in our article. Now let's go to the next part.
Understanding social media algorithms. This is largely because algorithms are so good at presenting users with information that is relevant to them. By combining information collected within the app with location data and personal information that users have given them, algorithms can infer a good deal. Over time, this allows them to build an extremely detailed profile of each user. Algorithms can also limit the diversity of information people are able to see. Since these systems prioritize content that triggers strong reactions, algorithms often recommend the types of material users react to repeatedly. This can gradually lead users into echo chambers, where they aren't exposed to new ideas or broader perspectives.
Recommend 这个动词意思是推荐或是建议。譬如 I recommend we try the new cafe down the street. The pastries are fresh and the staff are friendly. 我建议我们去试试街角那家新咖啡店，那里的糕点很新鲜，店员也很友善。 Recommend 的名词是 recommendation， 意思是推荐或建议事项。例如The tour guide's recommendation helped us choose a restaurant where we enjoyed a comfortable atmosphere and a tasty meal. 多亏导游的推荐，我们才选中了一家餐厅，大家在那里享受了舒适的氛围和美味的餐点。动词 recommend 的过去分词 recommended 可以当形容词用，意思是被推荐的。譬如This magazine is highly recommended for beginners who want to learn English vocabulary and improve reading skills with ease. 这本杂志非常适合想要轻松学习英文单字并提升阅读能力的初学者。
So we know that apps and other programs really are collecting a lot of data and personal information. Let's talk about that some more.
Okay, so before our break, we learned that social media apps can't really access other things on your phone, but these concerns persist. This is largely because algorithms are so good at presenting users with information that is relevant to them.
All right, and let's present a couple of terms to you, friends. Starting with that word presenting, this means that something is showing or explaining something.
Here's a way you could use presenting in a sentence. She is presenting her idea to the class.
Okay, so they're presenting users with information that is relevant to them. information or content that is relevant to you is connected to you, or it's important to you. It's something that has something to do with your life.
You could say, this information is relevant to our decision. We need to look at all of the information to make the decision.
For instance, content about teaching English is relevant to us, but something about mountain biking competitions wouldn't be very relevant to my life.
Yeah, so what the algorithms are doing is presenting information and content to users that actually has to do with their lives. It feels like they know you personally.
Exactly. It is relevant. Well, by combining information collected within the app with location data and personal information that users have given them, algorithms can infer a good deal.
All right, this word infer is not one that we see very often, friends, so let's talk about it. Infer means to guess based on information.
For example, sometimes you can infer the meaning of what someone is saying even though they didn't say that thing directly. So you didn't give all of this information directly to the apps, but they can kind of infer it.
Location data is a really good example of this, friends. If your social media apps can see where you are, they might start recommending restaurants in that area. Or if they notice that you and someone you work or go to school with are constantly in the same area, your algorithms also might start to match up.
Yeah, these algorithms can infer a good deal. I just want to mention that last little phrase there. We're not talking about a deal at a store. A good deal means quite a bit, a good amount.
Okay, so we read on here, over time, this allows the algorithms to build an extremely detailed profile of each user. A profile is a description of a person, or it could be something like a social media account.
For example, police detectives try to build a profile of their suspects. The profile here is the collection of all information about you.
Okay, now we're going to talk about a problem that algorithms present. We read, algorithms can also limit the diversity of information people are able to see.
Okay, since these systems prioritize content that triggers strong reactions, algorithms often recommend the types of material users react to repeatedly.
Garrett mentioned this in our lesson yesterday. Oftentimes the content we're seeing is content that we really, really like or really, really hate. There's not a lot of middle ground there.
Yeah, I have definitely noticed that in how the algorithm provides content to me. And it's not always for the best thing. It leaves me filled with rage at times.
Yeah, me too. We're going to learn a term now, friends, that is another buzzword. We're talking here about echo chambers. An echo chamber is a group where people only hear similar ideas.
For example, many people say that these social media programs create these echo chambers. That means that the kind of content that you are shown or interact with is really just content of things that you agree with. All of your ideas get reinforced. You believe them more and more without thinking of other ways of thinking or other ideas.
And that's what our article says here, friends. This can gradually lead users into echo chambers where they aren't exposed to new ideas or broader perspectives.
Yeah, and this is going to depend on how you interact with these programs. For me, I've noticed that I feel like I'm in less and less of an echo chamber as I do interact sometimes with other ideas than what I believe, because I find it really interesting getting to know how other people think.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that this can really have to do with your friends list on certain apps as well. If you're only friends or follow people who think exactly like you do or are exactly like you are, well, then that's the kind of content you're going to see as well.
All right, friends, we're not quite done yet. Let's take a break from this topic, though, and go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A good deal. Imagine you walk into a store and see a pair of sneakers you really want. The tag says they cost a lot, but today they are on sale for half the price. You grab them fast because this is a good deal. You feel smart and happy about your shopping choice. A good deal means a bargain. It's something you buy for much less money than usual. People love finding a good deal because it saves money and feels exciting. For example, Maria found a good deal on new headphones, so she bought two pairs. Or the supermarket had a good deal on juice. We bought 10 bottles. Sometimes a good deal can also mean a large amount of something. For example, there was a good deal of rain last night. The streets are still wet. Or here's another. My brother spent a good deal of time building his model airplane. Another close phrase is a real bargain. It means the same as a very good deal. For example, those shoes were a real bargain. I only paid $10. I once found a good deal on a giant box of crayons. It had every color you can imagine. I felt like an artist king for weeks. Shopping for a good deal can turn an ordinary day into a happy adventure. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Understanding social media algorithms. Understanding these risks does not mean it's necessary to avoid using social media altogether. Instead, it demands awareness and thoughtful use. When approached carefully, social media can inform and entertain rather than subtly shape habits without the user realizing it.
Subtly这个副词意思是微妙的、隐约的。譬如, she subtly changed the topic during the conversation, so no one noticed she wanted to avoid discussing the uncomfortable situation. 她在谈话中巧妙地转移了话题，所以没人注意到她想避开讨论那个令人尴尬的情况。形容词呢是subtle，意思是细微的、巧妙的。譬如, the artist used subtle colors in the painting to create a scene that felt calm and peaceful. 这位艺术家在画作中运用了柔和的色彩，营造出一种宁静祥和的景象。它的名词呢是subtlety，意思是细微之处，不明显。譬如, the audience leaned forward because the subtlety of the speaker's voice made it hard to hear him clearly. 听众们都把身体往前倾，因为演讲者的声音太小声，让人听不清楚。And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Well, hopefully now we understand a lot about how these social media algorithms work and why we have them. Now it's time to ask, how should we respond or think about them?
Okay, let's read the last part of our article together, friends. Understanding these risks does not mean it's necessary to avoid using social media altogether. Instead, it demands awareness and thoughtful use.
It demands. So is someone telling us what to do? No, this is another meaning of that word. If something demands something, it requires or naturally leads to something in a strong way.
Here's an example. Learning a new language demands hard work. Now we also see what this demands. It demands awareness.
Awareness, knowledge or understanding of something.
Here's another example. Raise awareness about safety.
So make sure you have awareness. Use these platforms thoughtfully. When approached carefully, social media can inform and entertain rather than subtly shape habits without the user realizing it.
Let's talk about the concept of shaping habits. To shape a habit means to influence how people behave in a regular way.
All right, that's a good phrase. Let's try and make one more sentence with it. We could say that good parenting can shape good habits in children.
I definitely agree with that. Well, friends, this has been a really interesting article, and we're not quite done discussing it just yet. Before we do that, though, let's learn something new with today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看将副词子句简化为分词构句的规则。当副词子句的主词和主要子句相同时，为了精简句子，就会省略主词、连接词，并且将动词改为分词。如果副词子句的动作是主动，动词将会改为现在分词；如果是被动，动词则会改为过去分词。如果副词子句中有 be 动词，通常则会被省略，除非想要表达正在被什么什么，才会保留 being。如果语义够清楚，也可以省略连接词。来看例句 ：Taken as directed, this medication is highly effective. 只要按照指示服用，这个药物非常有效。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our article, and you know what that means. Let's look at today's talk about it question. What kinds of data should devices allow apps to access?
Anne-Marie, I don't love the word should here. I don't know what they should or shouldn't, but we can say what we would want them to be able to access. For me, I really wish they wouldn't be listening to me, but I'm okay with them reacting to how I interact with the app.
I think the important thing to remember here, Garrett, is that nobody is forcing you to use these apps. When you download an app, you are agreeing to allowing that app to do what that app is going to do. So if there's an app that you know listens to you or tracks your data, well, you have a choice, friends. You don't have to use that app.
Yeah, and I would say think about what kinds of content or ideas those algorithms are not showing you, and go out and look for other perspectives and ideas.
It doesn't have to be on social media. It could be out in the real world as well. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. Standing there right by your side, truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.